107.1 CJCS FM, and that was Runaround Blues Traveler. KFL hanging out with you this afternoon. On the phone with me is Mike Raspberry. Now, here's the beauty about Mike. He's from Stratford, and he not just drives a car that looks like it. It is the actual, we can't say the name, Ricky's car from the Trailer Park Boys. You actually have a something from their production company that states it's actually Ricky's car, correct?
Yeah. So last production, they used it for... They ended up getting a letter of authenticity for use of the car there.
Mike, this is awesome. And the Trailer Park Boys are now shooting a 13th season, if I'm not wrong, right?
I can't confirm or deny, but something like that.
Something like that's happening. The Trailer Park Boys are going into production. Ricky, Julian, Bubbles, Randy, and Mike are going to be involved. Mike, you're on the way where?
So I'm on the way to, to Nova Scotia right now. I'm currently in Quebec. I couldn't even tell you where. I'm just in and around Montreal, I think, or something like that. But, I guess in Nova Scotia, at least, I'm going to be going to, Eastern Passage area.
And you're heading there, and the car will appear in the production that you built. Let's get a backstory here. You're a big fan of the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a car called Worst Case Ontario. For those that don't know, that is a Ricky line about a bounce check. You had a car called Worst Case Ontario that kind of looked like Ricky's car.
Yeah, it was kind of my tester vehicle at, actually building. Like, it kind of, preceded, the whole, the whole replica vehicle, I guess. But it was more so my tester vehicle on how, the paint was going to wear over time. And it was my daily driver for probably about 8 years, too.
You saw it around Stratford quite often. Now, then you went and bought the New Yorker, the actual make and model, and you did up a replica of what Ricky's car looks like from the Trailer Park Boys.
110%.
And then, Mike, not only did you do that, which is a cool thing to do, this got attention from the late, great John Dunsworth and got attention from the actual Trailer Park Boys themselves.
Yeah, like the first one I had, the Parisienne there, John Dunsworth, he took a liking to that there. Unfortunately, John never, I bought the vehicle after John passed away, so, it's unfortunate John didn't get a chance to see what I was creating, but he did. He was one of the reasons why I was able to even recreate this, allowing me to come out for season 11 filming so I could get some reference photos of the actual car.
That's just awesome. So you're on the way there now. You've worked for their production company, SwearNet, before. Are you going to be working for them again, or are you just lending them your life's work, the car?
I'm actually on the bill this time, so so that's exciting, actually. Yeah,
that is pretty awesome. Now the car, I'm gonna post a picture of you and the car just by the Quebec border, so people
understand.
So people understand what the car looks like, Mike. For those non-Trailer Park Boys fans, do you get looks when you're driving this thing across the country? Like when you're passing someone on the highway, what is the reaction?
Well, there's no reaction. It's either they get it or they don't. And if they don't get it, they're like, what the heck is this, right? But for the fans, nine times out of ten, you can definitely tell, right? They got the phones going, they'll be taking videos, They're yelling quotes out of the car at me, right? So,
absolutely,
it's a good time.
100%, Mike. You've actually become a bragging right for me. My nephew is getting into the Trailer Park Boys, and I always say to him, "It's no big deal," but I know the guy that owns Ricky's car.
That's hilarious. I'll take the words right out of an officer's mouth. One time, he pulled me over one time, and he's like, so you're the infamous Mike Raspberry. So, I mean, infamous of sorts, I guess. I wouldn't say famous, but, it's all right.
Infamy and fame are very close together, my friend.
Yeah, two of the same, I suppose.
Absolutely, Mike. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. We're going to call in and check in on you next week, okay, just to see how things are going, if you're in there, and if how things are, when you can talk, of course.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll be out there for about 4 weeks. So it could be a little bit longer, but minimum 4 weeks.
Perfect, Mike Raspberry. Now, you drive safely to get to Nova Scotia. Enjoy your time with the boys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. And, you know, I'll try my absolute best to, represent Stratford the best I can.